I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let go.
Access granted.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
Ugh, it is so much stuff to uncover.
Spirits. What are they teaching these children in school, child? Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Well, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so.
Can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it. No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait.
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right. The fuck?
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Grand rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or what time you are listening to this, spirits, and you are tuning into My First Amendment with your host, Miss Key Kamau. And this is a podcast, ladies and gentlemen, spirits, and all over the world. And let me say that one more time because I say it so fast. Ms. Kiki Kamau, which is Swahili for Silent Warrior. Y'all didn't know that, so I told you. Okay, so spirits, you already know, if you are new to the show, thank you so much for being here. You could be literally anywhere in the world, but you are here with your girl. What? Stop it, I say. And if you are returning, listen, let's like meet up, you know, go to the park, whatever you want to do. Y'all, them five people that be listening, y'all want to thank for the show? No, just play. But. Real talk, I appreciate you for being here, and thank you so much. We are in November, spirits. We are in November, and we are still in season 3, Breaking Generational Curses. Let's heal, and let's chill. Let's chill, and let's heal. Let's do both at the same time and see how good it feels. I don't know, spirits. I mean, if you're with me, you know. But yes, so... If you are new, this is the part of the show. It's anywhere between 10, 15 to 20 minutes of me just going over just a morning casual, how you doing, my daily news, the world news, my children, my poetry, my business, and whatever have you. Okay? So, I would love, spirits, to talk to you about what's going on in the news today. But from what I know, I heard it's been 75 years since that damn rocket launched out into outer space. And now they ready. Remember I told you, spirits, a couple of episodes back, they was ready? They weren't ready. But now they ready, I think. I don't know. Super excited. I'm going to get more information about it because I just skimmed through the news this time because, you know, we was worried about Hurricane Ian. Then we was worried about his girlfriend. It was just so many things going on. So if you were in other countries, other states, and you was worried about little old Tampa, Florida, we going to be all right. Hey, we going to be all right. No, but they do say that Tampa is literally standing on an Indian burial ground. So that could be true. That could be not true. I don't know. That's neither here nor there. And I don't know. But let's talk about me, spirits. Let's talk about me. And you know, first, I got to talk about my children because I'm a mom first, an artist second, Navy veteran, breaking generational regimen, using... Okay, you already know. If you follow me on Instagram, you already know. Okay. So, my children, report cards are in. Spirits, how many of you are mothers out there? You got these report cards. You don't know how to deal. You don't know how to feel. I get you. I ain't trying to spread her business. But tell me why Kyrie fell in PE, y'all. What? I ain't want to do it. I ain't want to say it. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. She embarrassed. I mean... I get it, y'all, but she failing. She said, this is what she told me. She said she refused to participate because those games are not fun. Like, I loved playing PE. I guess because I was a tomboy, and Kai is like a tomboy, tom girl. I don't know. But I loved playing in PE. And I guess, you know, that's why it was the military physical, you know, hardship was easy for me, I guess. But it wasn't hardship. It was just physical training was easy for me. But this girl here,
that was easy.
It's easy for me, but I guess it ain't easy for her, spirits. It ain't easy for her. But that's neither here nor there. Lena Bina, she's doing good. She's got like some type of turkey event going on. They had some type of veterans thing going on last week. Oh, and happy belated Veterans Day to the veterans. Let's take a moment of silence really quick. Thank you, veterans, for your service. So I do want to say that I got a lot of food. Me and my friend, I'm still eating food to this day. Okay, that could be nasty for some people. Judge me all you want, judge thee not. What did the Bible say? Judge thee not be judged. that might not be in the Bible. I don't know. But I don't care. It's my life. It's my life. Silence. Who's saying that? Y'all know what I'm saying. Oh, it was that same girl, Gwen Stefani. I be going all off the radar, but you get me and you feel me. Anyway, Lena's doing good. My schooling. Don't judge me. Oh my goodness. So I failed my last class. I know. But I'm doing a lot better in the current courses. I'm retaking it. And so, my GPA dropped. I know. But it's getting better, I promise. Like, I'm so focused. Like, on God, yo. Like, on God, bro. Like, on God, I'm so focused. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. It's getting better. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. Math is not easy for me. So if anybody, any spirits listening out there, y'all good with math, y'all want to come help me, y'all want to do it, you want to pay me, you want me to pay you to do it. No soliciting. It is what it is. It is what it is. And it is what it ain't. No, nobody ain't got to know. As far as my poetry, for those of you who knew back in October, I did the cancer awareness event at Rebirth, Baptist Rebirth Church with my dad, old school poet on Instagram. Look him up. We did really well. And now we're just maintaining, still writing, still in the studio, still producing, you know, as many fruits as possible on our social media accounts and things of that nature. And speaking of social media accounts, I'm going to be finishing up these Kwanzaa videos here from last year, spirits, okay? I know you want to know how to celebrate Kwanzaa. It is coming. It is coming. But watch all the other ones. I mean, so many of you can still watch the ones that are out right now on Miss Key Kamau YouTube channel. Like, stop playing with me. Stop playing yourself. You need to learn how to celebrate it because if you shop at Queen's Vision Apparel here in Tampa, Florida on Comanche, they will get you all ready and prepared for Kwanzaa. Stop playing yourself. It is.
That was easy.
Super easy. It gets easier at Kamau Empire. ESIR. It's in the game. No, for real. My business. So many things has to change. So many things. I'm gaining new clients and customers. I lost one or two, but based off of just, you know, my time that I can spend and I can extend myself. So it seems like my time is starting to get limited based off the amount of customers and, clients that I'm receiving. So my portfolio is starting to get big. So school overwhelms me along with that, you know, because I am going to school for the things that I'm doing for these people. So not only am I receiving the education
I'm also getting the experience. How crazy is that? But that's about me. And that's enough about me, because I get so tired of talking about me. Spirits, if you are new to the show, you're like, I thought your cover says you come on Mondays. And I do. And that's true. But today is Wednesday. It's hump day. And it's a special day for me because my girl, Miss Siobhan, is going to be putting out her podcast every Wednesday starting in 2023. So I had to put my podcast out to let y'all know you better get ready for this Wednesday thing, because it's going to be on and popping. So I put this podcast out to let you know that my next episode that's coming out on the 28th, you will be receiving a bonus episode on the following Wednesday. Okay? Okay? Because again, we're promoting Miss Siobhan. And Miss Siobhan is a beautiful, lovely lady. I love this woman, aka Miss Siobhan Reed, aka Big Baby, aka Beautiful Lady, aka Leo Goddess, aka all that and more. But she's so modest. She has her own company with Fix Your Crown. And I love that she is helping beautiful Aboriginal melanated women stand up and represent and own and let it be known. And she's going to tell you all about that. But I had to do this for her. So let's tell you what the show is about. This is about post-traumatic slave disorder. How PTSD and the original post-traumatic stress disorder connects with post-traumatic slave disorder. So we're going to get all into it. But first, we got to mix it in with that quote. And then we're going to get it in. Hey, who ready? She ready? Okay, I can't keep stealing people's stuff. Anyway, spirits, stay tuned for the quote. Let go. Peace means when there is conflict, use our common sense to consider the rest of humanity, our human brothers and sisters, by Maya Angelou. Recap. Okay, so where do I start? Breaking Generational Curses, Season 3. Let's take it all the way back to February, spirits. Okay, so we started off talking about interracial relationships. So, you know, I'm helping you getting to know me, as well as I'm breaking generational curses based off of my upbringing and thought process and my experiences and, you know, based off the people that I've met and I've seen the curses, and it is now time for me to break them. So I started off with interracial relationships. What's wrong with them? What's right with them? And all of that good stuff. Then we ended up talking about, in October, we talked about sex with puppy love, doggy style, and, you know, my horror story. So basically, in October, we were trying to get into the nitty gritty of, you guessed it, post-traumatic slave disorder, spirits. So that's what we're talking about. You know, we really just want to hone in on why African-Americans or Aboriginals, whatever you want to call it, spirits, suffer so much from PTSD. And we're going to talk about what is PTSD, the history of PTSD, the symptoms of PTSD. But we're going to get into it. Are you ready for some spaghetti? No, what was it? I don't want to steal Martin Lawrence's stuff. Okay, so we're just going to get right into it, spirits. Lego. So many people ask, what is PTSD? And I'll tell you. PTSD is a disorder that develops in some people who have experienced a shocking, scary, and/or dangerous event. So many of you know, spirits, that I have experienced sexual trauma from childhood to teenagers to teenhood.
up until the military. Along with other events that I believe caused what the VA says triggered my PTSD or developed my PTSD. And that's all in my medical records, right? So when it comes to PTSD, there are symptoms. And it's natural to feel afraid during and after a traumatic situation. Fear actually triggers many split seconds and changes in the body to protect the person against danger and to maybe even help you avoid it. For example, a lot of you probably don't know this, but for some people, getting out of the military can kind of feel like you're being institutionalized, almost. It's kind of like getting out of prison, depending on how long you've been in there, right? And so for me, I'm new to the workforce. I'm new to the corporate world. So I decided to go into something simple. I didn't want to use my brain. And you will hear a lot of, you know, veterans say, I don't want to use my brain. I just want to use my hands. I just want to work. Because we're so used to being told what to do. So I decided to go into the workforce and work at Starbucks. And if you listen to my previous episodes back in season one, you'll know about my history in Starbucks. But one time I noticed that I may be suffering from something when in Starbucks is very loud. There's cars coming in and out, people coming in and out, cups dropping, employees being loud. It's just all kinds of things going on. And I remember one time just a lot of banging and noise, and I just fell to the ground and ran to the back. Like I fell to the ground and just kind of stopped and paused. And I felt this tingling, burning sensation on my body, and I just ran to the back room. And when I lifted up my shirt, there were hives all over my back and all over my stomach. And I just remember crying, saying, I got to get the hell out of here. Like it was just, I felt like it was too loud. So fast forward, I'm working at a call center called UMA. And it was just really, really loud. And I just remember not wanting to participate in some of the games. And someone just like was like, why are you freaking out? And I was just like, it's just too loud. It's just too loud. And I was just like, I just can't, I don't know. And I remember when we had to work from home and we had this meeting, and I just remember them drilling me on this meeting. And I literally, eyes rolled to the back of my head and I freaking passed out. And it was just, I just remember being yelled at and just loudness and just being uncomfortable and just feeling caged in and suffocated. And that's when I knew, okay, girl, you might wanna find another occupation. You feel me? That's when I knew spirits. So, we talked about the definition. Let's talk about the symptoms, because many people aren't aware that you too may be suffering from PTSD. All right, so there's 1 to 10 or so symptoms, they say. And I looked this up and you can look it up as well, spirits. There's back pain. And they actually say 51% of patients with chronic back pain also said and suffered from PTSD. Nightmares or flashbacks. Spirits, have any of you suffered or has suffered or is suffering from nightmares or flashbacks? I got to be honest with you. When I fall asleep in an unknown place or, you know, an unfamiliar place or a new place or whatever the case may be, or sometimes just even outside of my own, you know, bed or comfort zone, I will have the craziest and strangest nightmares. And somehow I'm always in like my military gear majority of the time, or I'm on some type of boat in the middle of the ocean, which is just scary. Then there's depression and or anxiety, withdrawal,
from social life or disinterest in your hobbies. And if this is, you know, touching home for you, then hey, you might want to see a doctor. But I'm no doctor, spirit, so. Then there's avoidance, you know, throwing yourself into work. And I can honestly say that I'm very guilty of this. I did that immediately coming home from the military, work, school. Like, I would not take a break to analyze my feelings, my thoughts, other people's feelings, other people's thoughts. I just kept going and going and going like an Energizer bunny. So again, if that's you, spirits, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Then there's numb emotions. For example, if someone, you know, is trying to show you love, you just don't have it in you. You know, you're just like, yeah, you know, you'll sleep with them, but, you know, you're not connected mentally. You don't think about them. You don't, you're not curious of their day. You know, you're not really concerned about them if they've eaten or if they've slept well or anything like that to you. They're just an object. Or just watching a TV show and it's funny or something and you don't laugh, or, you know, wanting to mostly just be morbid and watch scary movies and things of that. Now, I can attest, I have been there, spirits, been there, done that. Hyperarousal, jitters, easily frightened, or just very, you know, anxious again. Hyperarousal, you know, you're constantly just moving around. Maybe you need a cigarette. Maybe you're constantly smoking. Maybe you've picked up a drug habit to alleviate all of that extra movement. Think about it. Then there's irritation. Easily to get irritated, easily get upset. Every single little thing bothers you. What is that? Trust me, I know. Then there's guilt and shame. Shame of, you know, hiding the truth about who you really are. Guilt of, you know, maybe beating around a bush at certain jobs, or not caring about something as much as other people, or, you know, not, or being late and, you know, things of that nature. All of these symptoms play a part in PTSD. There are also statistics that is involved with PTSD. And I'm just going to run down the line with those because I don't want to be a teacher or anything, spirits. But basically, we are getting to the nitty-gritty of post-traumatic slave disorder. Spirits, these are key PTSD statistics and facts. Number one, an estimated 70% of adults in the United States have experienced at least one traumatic event in their lifetime. Number two, up to 20% of these people go on to develop post-traumatic stress disorder. Number three, an estimated 5% of Americans, more than 13 million people, have PTSD at any given time. Number four, around 8.7% of all adults, which means 1 in 13 people in the U.S., will develop PTSD at some point in their lifetime. Number five, around 3.6% of adults in the U.S. suffer from PTSD in any given year. Number six, approximately 1 in 9 women will get PTSD at some point in their lifetime, and women are around twice as likely as men to develop the disorder. Number seven, surprisingly, 23% of women in the military report being sexually assaulted, and 55% of female veterans and 38% of male veterans experience sexual harassment while in the military.
Number 8, researchers found that the estimated prevalence of PTSD among veterans ranges from 1.09% to 34.84%. Number 9, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, can occur after any traumatic event, not only trauma from wartime. And number 10, 16% of emergency physicians meet diagnostic criteria for PTSD. How crazy is that? And number 11, around 5% of adolescents experience PTSD. So spirits, those are your PTSD statistics. Tell me, does any of that hit home for you? Does any of that hit home for someone you may know, love, care about? Don't like. I don't know what it is. You let me know. I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, so unless you're deaf, you heard the statistics of PTSD. You heard the definition of PTSD. You heard the symptoms of PTSD. You still with me, spirits? Stay with me. So basically, the logic of post-traumatic slave disorder, it's all wrapped up in the meaning, the symptoms, the definition, the statistics of PTSD. You heard it right there. There are so many things that happen during slavery, prior to slavery, after slavery, that affected African Americans, Aboriginals, Black people, whatever you want to call it, spirits. During my research, I've heard some horrible stories. I've seen some horrible stories and experienced my own horrible stories, which is why I feel so inclined to talk about it today. Utter. It tickles my fancy. I mean, literally, it literally tickles my heart. Like, it tickles all over my body. Like, I get tickles for real, for real. When people say to me, Kiki, how are you so bubbly? You wake up every morning dancing. People, I don't know why people be watching me, but I guess people be watching me. You wake up every morning dancing. You always smiling. You always laughing. You have like this voice that seems like you don't go through anything. I've had an old friend of mine, childhood friend of mine, one time we were just in mid-conversation. He goes, child, girl, you ain't never been through nothing. And I was like, gotcha. I even, three years ago, prior to me picking up a bad habit of smoking, my sister asked me one time, my sister Ebony, she goes, do you smoke? And I was like, no. She was like, do you drink? And I was like, no. And she was like, and you single? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, how the hell are you doing that? And at the time, I had, you know, 2 children. They were, you know, a lot younger. And it was just like, I didn't even think about it. And I thought to myself, I don't know how I am doing this. I don't know how I am doing this. Like, I guess I just literally put it in God's hands. And I guess I subconsciously do a lot of shadow work. And that's what we're going to get into in a second, spirit. So stay with me. But let's talk about these horrible stories that I've heard and how PTSD is congruent to African American history. So during slavery, I don't know names and anything like that, but there would be times where women would have children, of course, you know, and they would be sold separately. Literally, they would sell the mom to some other family, the son to another family, and the daughter to another family. And they would do that often to break the spirit and the strong mentality of those warriors, to where when they would serve them, they would be able to be more submissive and kneel
to whatever demand and command they had. Those mothers and children would often sometimes die from depression. Sometimes they would take their own lives. Sometimes it would be, I guess, suicide by running away. Because you know they're coming to get you. Those traumatic experiences led to women then taking their children's lives because they knew that death was better than bondage. Where they would take their own lives again. And you know, if you watch Wakanda, big ups to Black Panther, Wakanda forever. My bad. But if you've seen Black Panther, the original movie, even Michael B. Jordan said it, you know, in the last part of the scene when he was dying. Now, women were willing to take their own lives, and men and women were willing to take their own lives and their children's lives because they didn't want to be in bondage. Fast forward when they didn't want their children to be stolen or beaten or captured by the cops. They would keep them indoors. And so now you're spending more time with the children in the house. And now you're forced to be outside more. So when you're coming home, you're bringing that negativity from what you had to deal with from outside. And you're bringing it on in the house of the children. And it just continues to repeat these cycles of trauma and stress and pain and dangerous events. So, how do we heal from this, spirits? We have to start with the shadow work. So let's talk about shadow work. So what is shadow work? Shadow work is when you are working with your unconscious mind to uncover the parts of yourself that you repress or hide from yourself. So for me, I've mentioned in a couple of my poems, in one poem, that I was surrounded by Caucasians for the majority of my 20s. So because I was accepted and I was neglected and unaccepted, I felt by my own people and my family, during my adolescence, I repressed being a Black woman or just a Black person in general. That's some cold hard truth. Until I was, you know, attacked in the military, of course, and then beaten by cops in 2019, is when I started to realize, whoa, you know, something's not right up in here in the mindset. Anyone can do shadow work. So this can include trauma or parts of your personality that you subconsciously consider undesirable. If a lot of you spirits have followed me before, you know that I've, and you can listen to it back in my old episodes, I have this episode called 10 Things I Hate About Me, where I interviewed and asked a few family members and friends some things that they don't like about me and they think that I should change. And I do that for myself every year. I would write down on a piece of paper every year before I turn, you know, at the age that I turn. Like say once I become 36, I'm going to write on my birthday 10 things I didn't like about myself at 35 and how I can become a better me at that 36 into that 37 and so on and so forth. And I even teach this to my children. And this is shadow work. Getting rid of the bad, the ugly, the things that you no longer need to survive in this world anymore. And showing the world that I'm okay with being this person. And you should be too. Like, for real. I've had people talk about me so bad about, oh, you talk proper, you want to be a white girl, yada, yada, yada. So then I would switch it up and get all hood. Then I would get all confused and be like, what am I? So now, it just comes out. Whatever you get is whatever you get. And I like it like that. Because now I know I'm not being fake. And I am being exactly who I'm meant to be. 100% authentically Kiki. We're going to talk more about shadow work experience. And we're going to talk more about PTSD throughout the entire November. So stick with me. I have so much more to give. All right. So I'm going to leave you with this, and then we're going to go into the final thought, spirits, because I have meetings after meetings after meetings today. But I'm going to leave you with this on some couple of things that you can do to work on your shadow work, your negative, bad self, your alter self. First thing I like to do is I like to wake up and spend time with myself, whether that is listening to a gospel, doing yoga, writing in my daily journal, or reading a book. If you follow me on Instagram, I actually post those morning routines very heavily. In the afternoon, when I feel like tensions may be rising with me, neighbors, customers, any adult, human, whatever may have you, I will shoot right to my music. Sometimes you can't go to music, right? I get that, spirits. You're like, I can't go to music. What if you work in a place where you can't do it? You better turn that damn volume up so loud in your head and play that funky tune in your brain. Whatever song that goes on in your head over and over again, play it and ignore them and keep it moving. When you get home, write it down, dance it off, go to the gym, watch TV. But then, again, sit with yourself and think to yourself and write to yourself. Did every move I make, was it a good move or a bad move? How could I have done better? And how would I move forward tomorrow? That's your shadow homework for tonight, spirits. And I'm giving it out for the rest of the month. So holla if you hear me and stay tuned for the final thoughts, because I am so excited to wrap this up, because I gotta go. But I love talking to you. Don't hate me. It's been short, but it's been real. Not allowing what your past created in your head, the stigma, the limitations, the fears, the triggers, to dictate how you move in this life. We are human. We make mistakes. We get overwhelmed. We get hurt by other people that are usually hurt and damaged or dealing with trials and tribulations of their own. Well, I say that you treat others the way you want to be treated. Start with the way you view self, and not just that bullshit ass facade, oh, I love myself, I'm better than everybody type shit. No. What don't you like about you first? Thank you for listening. Really hope you spirits like that episode, because it's not going to be like that the entire time, but it's going to be relaxed. It's going to be chill. It's going to be fun. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be some bonus episodes. I'm going to be wild at some points and I'm going to be cool at some points, but I got to break you into it. You got to get used to this. You got to dip your toe in. You feel me? So listen, I want to connect more with you, spirits. I want to hear from you. I want to feel you. So handles coming at ya. Follow me on my artist Instagram at Miss Kiki. I'm sorry. Ooh, let me do that again. Ooh. Miss Kiki Kamau. Miss Kiki Kamau Poetry on Instagram. That's MZKIKIKAMAU. POETRY. I swear to God, sometimes spelling poetry is like so hard. Follow me on my business page at Kamau Empire. Oh, CPR. That's KAMAUEMPIRE CPR. That is for your business and artist entrepreneur needs. Trust me, I got you. And don't forget to follow me on my business page on Facebook. That is Orkia Kamau. That's O-R-K-I-Y-A-K-A-M-A-U. YouTube business page. That is Kamau Empire C-N-P-R. And then artist YouTube is Miss Kiki Kamau. Be on the lookout for that, those final Kwanzaa videos coming up this month. I have to put it out because you know December is Kwanzaa. Now listen, my website is down, but it will be back up sooner than later. And I'm going to be explaining that in the next episode. So stay tuned with me, spirits. You already know the next episode is coming back at you on the 28th of November. So that is not next Monday, but the Monday after that. So the 28th, I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to speaking with you, and I look forward to empathizing with you. Until next time, fly high, spirits.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Do you swear to tell the truth, Benjamin Ford?
As sure as I am black.
Let's go.
Access granted.